Hello everyone, this is Dr. Ken Jackson, and today, get ready for some stories on a train. This week I was able to watch a master painter at work. My husband and I spent some time watching some Bob Ross reruns, imagining that we would become painters someday. As I was watching the calm man show us all how to create happy little trees and places for colorful little flowers to live, three very important lessons spoke to me. Number one is always be prepared. Mr. Ross had his paintbrushes cleaned and organized. The canvas was stretched and standing on an easel that was just the right height and covered with gesso white. On his artist's palette were the colors that he knew he was going to need for his painting. All of these details were set up so that he could take advantage of some happy accidents. These were the things he could control. I can learn from this. Even though my circumstances are not ideal, I don't have the perfect job, or any job, or the perfect discipline, or the perfect personality, yet I still can be ready and prepared. I can work to try to keep myself healthy, input solid ideas in my podcast and in my brain, and develop a strong faith. He took advantage of the circumstances as they came. For example, if there was a dark splotch on the canvas, he would turn it into a shadow with light streaming around it, or contrast the beauty of dark and shadow and the bright colors of fall leaves. And just with a flick of the wrist, there was a boulder in the stream that was causing the water to ripple around. He always found a way to make potential painting mistakes into something positive. The second thing that I really remember is that it's just impossible to worry when you're working in that way. Don't worry. You can fix it. And thirdly, Mr. Ross was encouraging. By the end of each episode, Ron and I were convinced that we could actually make a painting like that if we tried. All we had to do was get the canvas out and start painting. He helped us see that doing something and making a mistake is better than doing nothing. Now, I'm not saying that this was his intention or that he was actually a motivational speaker in disguise or any of that mess, but that's what I heard. I was motivated. And that's what my heart was telling me. I just really enjoy his lessons, because they are lessons of hope, encouragement, and potential. It's all right. So many times, the difference between achieving and not achieving is just taking that first step. We all have potential, and actually, no one is perfect. Sometimes potential energy needs a kick in the butt. So here's to the end of 2020 and a new beginning in 2021. The circumstances really haven't changed that much since last week. But there is potential. Oh, there is potential in you and in the energy and the life that you have inside of you right now. Best of luck to you. And God bless.